And now you will find that everything in time is an imitation. I don't care what it is, you name it, if it's in time, it's an imitation of reality. And this is the great truth that must be looked at carefully so that you are able to stop and to prevent yourself from being drawn along in the tide of time, thinking that tomorrow will be better, thinking that tomorrow will be an improvement, and to accept that here and now is the invisible kingdom of God outside of time, and my Christ self lives there, here and now, and that is the only self I acknowledge. When you begin seriously seeing that you must do this, and when you seriously begin wanting to do this, and then seriously begin doing this, as some of you have, you will discover that you are building a new substance, the eternal substance. Your own immortal substance begins to flow into your consciousness, into your experience. The invisible loaves and fishes are multiplying. Thy son liveth. Lazarus, come forth. Out of the invisible, a new substance is formed, and it is the Word, and it is made flesh as you. And this is how you activate the transmutation. Only by consciously living outside time, outside the five senses, outside a world of length, height, and breadth, and accepting the presence of an infinite universe of spirit, even though your five senses have no way of contacting it, and refuse to be a passing mortal being whose life is vanishing into the minutes that have just passed, you will find a capacity to find that there is a now behind the passing moment. And in that now you will find a new substance. And that substance is the light of God. And when you let it shine, it will transmute this that appears as mortal flesh, and it will become more evident to you that you are literally walking in the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of substance, not as an ever-perishing mortal being, but as the living Son of God. You will have your substance, and it will go before you, and it will guide you. It will teach you, and it will speak those words within you from outside time, which are the very substance of God. It will perform those deeds which the Christ has ever performed outside time, which come to us and which we call miracles. And it is all in the here-ness and now-ness of your true being. But you must know that unless you consciously find the way to accept that you are the eternal being, not the passing time creature, and consciously crucify every concept of time that enters your consciousness in whatever subtle form or disguise it may take, unless you do this faithfully, you will not build that substance which transmutes you into the divine image and likeness. But if you do, you will find the Enoch experience. You will find that death is abolished. You will find that sickness and suffering and tears are all part of the time picture, which you can overcome if you live consciously here now outside of time. Oh, When I sat down, I marked the passage. I'm going to look at that now, because I think it was about this subject. It was in Paul's Ephesians, and it was the fifth chapter. And let's see, it's 15th verse of the fifth chapter, 15, 16, and 17. And here's Paul, who had caught that. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This, I think, is what we've been talking about. And I assure you that whether you've studied for 30 or 40 years without results, the moment you start redeeming the time, seeing that it isn't moving, it isn't passing by, it doesn't exist, you're in the eternal day. Some books will call that an eon or an age. We're in that fourth day now. And we're in it to stay until we redeem the time. And when we redeem the time, individually we walk into the fifth day. Transition. Or, individually we come back into the fourth day again and again and again. To study another religion, another method, another system, but always finding that the real problem is that we haven't known that time does not exist. And once knowing it is not enough. You can know it all day long and it will do you no good. You've got to do something about it. You've really got to pick the weeds out. You've got to make many acts of commitment to this truth. It's got to become the very central core of everything you do until it's so automatic that you never, never, never are fooled into living as a form in time, chasing mirages, grasping them with your hands and finding you really don't have them. Only for a time. Now let's get out of that canoe. Let's not live minute by minute. The phrase I think I'm reaching for is to expand your awareness to the magnitude of your being. To the knowledge that I am not passing in time, I am the eternal self. I am the self, the infinite self. My existence isn't passing. The life of God isn't passing. The life of God that I acknowledge as my life is the only life there is. It isn't passing in time. It isn't even in time. The life of God is not in time. And therefore, I am not in time. I'm not in this passing moment. I am in the now, which is always. I am in the eternal. I am eternity itself. All of those so-called yesterdays, I wasn't in them. I'm not going to be in all the tomorrows that come. I'm not going to be in a single one of them. Those tomorrows and those yesterdays are in the cosmic mind. And those tomorrows that are going to pose as today and then pass into dying yesterdays, I'm not going to be in them. That's why Christ walks forth though crucified, never in those passing days. the Son of God, knows God aright as life eternal, and is that life eternal. And you must accept that you are that life eternal, and not try to row in that canoe. Not live minute by minute, but live in the fullness. Gather all the fragments together. See that in every tomorrow that is going to come in today, your eternal life already exists, and all these tomorrows are little fragments within the eternal being that you are. That tomorrow is here now in your eternal self. On a physical level, that sun is not going to fade away and then come back. The earth is just going to flip around and come back, and the sun will be waiting right there. You're never going anywhere. Your whole eternal life is waiting right here, right now. Stop this passing through it. You're not passing through anything. You're all of it right now. You can't divide it up into fragments. Gather the fragments. There is no passing you. You're not a lifespan. Those who didn't know this died. There were persons, there were nations, there were civilizations, and they died because they lived in that passing that isn't passing. They came into birth over here, and they came into death over there. Your eternal life is the life of God. It wasn't born over here. It won't die over here, and that is who you are. Before this birth, I am. After this death, I am. And all in between, I am. I am the eternal self. And these little fractions that come into form and go through and pass, they're not me. I am not in those passing material forms in time, says the Christ of your being from outside time to you, to know that here I am come. And I say unto you, be ye perfect as your Father. Your Father is not living in these passing fragments of time, in fragmented material selfhood. Accept the fullness of being. As mortals pass in time, they are always incomplete. They are never whole. They are always trying to become, and they always fail, because you cannot become. And therefore, if I am not in time, I am now whole. I am now complete. In fact, you are self-existent. You are completely independent of time. There's nothing time can do for you. Time can do nothing for Christ. Do you see, it's a whole new way of looking at yourself, and you must do it. Because it is what the Christ tells you to do. It's as if your higher self is talking to your lower self. It's as if your brain was telling your foot to do something. Your higher self is saying to the mortal sense of you, get out of the way. You're blocking the light. The light that is undivided, the unseparated light. Get out of the way. Let go. Be still and know. I and the Father are one. Now, how do you divide up one? One is one forever. And so that one is not passing. That one is always the fullness of itself. And I am that one fullness. I am whole now, complete now, self-existent and independent of time. My life is not in time and is not passing in time. I have caught the cosmic illusion. I am not a creature in passing time. Now, this is what Christ is telling us. It is the key to everything you will ever do in truth. And it is the key to every failure of man upon the earth, to every evil he has suffered, to every war, to every disease, to every lack and limitation. All these things exist in the non passing time which man thinks is here and is passing. And your Father says, not at all. Be perfect. Serve God, not mammon. Live in the kingdom of God where there is time no more. Live outside time and you'll find that is the kingdom of God. Now, saying it as I say is one thing. And believe me, it's almost like wrestling with Jacob's ladder. You've really got to climb out of this rung by rung, but you've got to do it. And if you put your energy and time into seeing that there's no time, you'll find answers you didn't dream were available. And sometimes you can just sit down and say, well, I've got to get out of time now, let me see. And you know, within 10 minutes, you'll be surprised what happens. Once you make that your problem. And then you'll see that it's forcing you to something that I think I'd like to mention. You'll try to think your way out of it, and you'll find you can't. You'll find that to come out of time is not a thinking process. You can think your way out of this cosmic illusion, but you can experience your way out. And so in order to come out of time, you may start with thinking about how, but then you're going to come to a place where instead of thinking about how, you're going to take no thought about how, and you're going to rest in the Father with confidence and trust in the quietness. And you're not even going to say, Father, you show me. You're just going to rest there as the Christ. And when the experience of not being in time comes to you, you'll see why you couldn't think your way out. It is a spiritual experience. Now, you've been out of time. Dozens of times. It's just you weren't thinking about it that way. Somebody calls you up and says, help me, and you help them, and they get some help. But they live in another city. You think you helped them by staying in time? You got out of time, but you didn't know it. And suppose they were 500 miles away. That made no difference to you. You got into the Christ of your own being, which is out of time. And the Christ revealed itself where your friend was, and that was the help. Some people say that they are able to travel to Venus. If you got a call from Venus, would it be any difference if you got one from Toledo? You just go into the same inner self and rest, and the help would come in Venus. On the planet of Venus, just as it would to somebody in Toledo. It wouldn't make any difference to the Christ. But why? Because the self of you already is where Venus is supposed to be. You don't have to go there. In the self that is outside time, you are omnipresent now. You don't have to study for years on how to go to Venus. You simply have to live outside time in self, and you'll find that whoever calls you from wherever they call is making contact. But if you're not outside time and they call you inside time and find you inside time, you're not going to give them much help. Because there's no way from inside time to transfer that help. Christ isn't inside time. The healings have to be outside time to be healings. And you'll find your healing consciousness jumps by leaps and bounds the moment you start thinking in terms of being outside time. Because every time you work at it to be outside time, what you're really doing is learning how to be the Christ. That's where Christ lives. Time is in this world. The Father says, my kingdom is not of this world. Where's Christ? Where the Father is. Outside time. So, if that is clear to you, this is going to be the direction. And it is only a direction for those who have reached that state in their consciousness, which no longer wants to play party games, is not interested in stuffing new truth into the mind, but wants to demonstrate spiritual power, spiritual identity, spiritual substance, wants to be the living child of the living God. I presume that all of us, or at least most of us, have reached this state in our consciousness where nothing else will do. And because of the turnout here today, which had such a beautiful silence to begin with, I feel that we are really being blessed now with an expanding core of those who are dedicated not to reading the Bible alone without committing themselves to its inner truth, but those who are going to move forth in this world as lights and let that light shine and speak with authority from outside time as they listen to that Christ, which is the light of our life. I hope some of this is hitting each of you in a certain way. I want to tell you, I expect you to be puzzled about it for a little while. It's a very difficult subject to work with. In fact, it's a subject that very few people do work with. But it is the key subject at this moment. And it will open mansions you didn't suspect existed. Whenever you touch the eternal self outside time, it will manifest in time. It will be the bread you cast upon the water, and it will be spiritual bread, and it will return overflowing. When the Father said, "So to the Spirit," we did not know it meant that you cannot sow to the Spirit while you live in matter in time. And so we tried to sow and to sow and to sow, but we didn't harvest. And all the while, the fields were white to harvest outside of time. Now, so far tonight, in this very first meeting, we have been given some truth which completely revolutionizes our complete understanding of all the words of Jesus Christ. You will find that they are pregnant with new meanings. And I mean, if you go back to your room tonight and just pick up the Bible and look at anything Jesus Christ had to say, you will begin to look at it from an outside of time viewpoint, and you will see it has a totally different meaning than you suspected. A great depth, a great wisdom, and for you, a key to a new mansion that you had been hoping for but weren't able to enter for reasons you couldn't quite fathom. It is almost as if you were just beginning a completely new Bible. And then when you stop and say to yourself, "Wait a minute now, this isn't Jesus speaking, and this isn't another Christ speaking, this is my Christ self speaking. All those red underlined words, all those words in red, that's my Christ speaking, and all those deeds that the Christ is doing, that's my Christ doing. All of this is myself outside time coming to me in a Bible." It's the truth, and you'll find it. It's so potent when you know it that it makes you start spinning around with a new kind of joy. You can't wait to open that Bible because it's speaking to you a new soul language instantly. And everywhere you thought you had no crops coming out of the ground, you find they're all white to harvest right now. A bumper crop. Everything is green and growing. Your Bible comes alive, your consciousness responds, and when the Christ speaks within, That is your own self outside of time telling you what you would not have known any other way. When you hear that voice, that's from outside time. And when you read what the Christ says, that's from outside time. And when the angel comes with its intuitive instincts for you to lift you into a new soul awareness, that's from outside time. And it's beginning to take you outside time, where you belong. Now, let's see if we can be still and live in the eternal idea of self. Not a mortal me living in eternity, but I am the eternal self. I'm no longer a mortal, never was. And for heaven's sake, let's get rid of all human heredity. That's another trap. Human heredity is just saying I'm not, God is not my father. You only have a divine heritage. You can't have a human heritage. We are 100% the eternal self. And we do not live in time. We may see many around us who think they do, but they don't live in time. Even if they think so. You cannot live in it because God didn't create time. And out of this will come the knowledge of the immortal self.